All right, you heard the testimony. You are limited. It's a permitted use and no variances are requested. It's just a site plan application. It has to be focused on on-site issues. What may be occurring off-site as a result is not really relevant, but what we need is a motion for minor site plan approval plus the waiver set forth in the board engineer's report, or the city engineer's report, together with the following conditions. The applicant will work with the board planner for to install some sort of deterrent to pedestrians and motoring people cutting across the gas station site. The applicant will comply with all conditions set forth in both Mr. McLaren's report of January 24th, 2018, and the city engineer's report of January 15th, 2018, unless we've modified those conditions. The applicant will comply with all other representations made during the course of the hearing, which includes the conditions with respect to the trees, any additional signage that might be required. And the final condition will be that the applicant will submit some sort of modified lighting plan to be approved by the board planner.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second. Point of clarification. Do we vote yes, no, or can you give you a reason?
You can give your reason, certainly. Yes, no, and your reasons for your vote.
He was just saying the reasons have to be for on-site conditions. So on-site is important.
Tom Collins.
To me, this is a really difficult thing because I think burger operation is a nice operation. I think the way that the site plan has been, this is our third pass at a site plan, and every time the business plan doesn't perform, we look at another site plan. I don't know if a site plan is the reason that it's not performing. I also think that we're ignoring our opportunity to really take a look at a traffic flow. And we were going to get a traffic study on the very first one, if everybody remembers. I remember. And then it was expensive. They didn't want to get into it. But now we're into the third one. We are impacting that site and the proposal of what's on that site will impact the city of Margate. I just don't see it, so I vote no.
Clem Wozeski.
Well, first, I want to restate my concern that I mentioned at the previous meeting that the project that we're shown here on these drawings, in my opinion, cannot be constructed the way it's presented because of requirements of the construction code. I realize that's not under our review, but it does contradict what we're supposed to be considering. Other than that, the road pattern in this area is very unusual. I don't think there's anything else like it in Margate, in that it concentrates traffic from four directions onto this one intersection at Franklin and Ventnor. Any traffic coming down Frontenac from Ventnor Avenue, up Frontenac from Winchester Avenue, out of the burger bar or out of the gas station, all concentrated at this one point, which causes considerable situations, especially in the summertime. I particularly noted at our last meeting on this project that the gentleman who has the gas station pointed out that this has been a concern in the past and would certainly get worse with this added load onto the intersection. In my opinion, the site simply cannot handle the intensity of development that would come about with this project. I listened to Chris's presentation relative to the laws in place, which apparently limit our ability on this project, but rules by their nature are general, and when you apply them to a specific situation, sometimes they just don't make sense. I think this is one of those situations, and if we vote to approve this, I think we're doing a great disservice to our town. I vote no on the application.
Rich Patterson.
When this first came before the board, it seemed to me the answer was the alleyway behind it, to have people drive through there. People for this project and people against the project were all against that, and I see their point. It would be an unsafe condition. But what I see here is that you are creating an on-site condition that is providing unsafe access to the site. This is a matter of your own creation on your site, and I have to vote no.
Mike Cristaldi.
Wow. I see it a little bit different. We've got Boak up the street with no parking. We've got other places in town where we have traffic jams. I don't want to see an abandoned lot there, an abandoned building, because we pushed a building into bankruptcy because of no other way to get to it. I can't see a lot of reasons to vote against it, because I don't see any better way of doing it. I had suggested moving the building to Chris earlier. Apparently that doesn't work well because of the curb. I've got to vote yes for it.
Jim Galantino.
You know, Mike just brought up a good point. The next corner up, you have Starbucks, you have Dunn, you have the Dino's, you have the dress shop, all have no parking. And we approved them all. This site went from a gas station to a bank to a mini golf that we approved. You sat on the board with me, and a burger bus.
This place would be, we should approve this place with no parking. It'd be safer with no parking. I'm serious.
I was thinking that myself, but I didn't want to say that. I was wishing you did. It's a tough one. I mean, I would have rather seen the mini golf, because I thought that was a great idea. But, you know, that's hindsight now. As to the minor site plan, and that's what Chris is here for, I vote yes. I don't see a problem with it.
Craig Pomisano.
It's a tough corner. There are a lot of businesses in Margate that the entrances to the business are not ideal. And I think everyone needs some kind of indoor seating. Otherwise, you're limited to like 3 months of the year. There's another nine months, you know, you have to survive down here. And the gas station, problem with the gas station, that gas station's had a boat in the lot there for 20 years. And a broken van in the lot for 20 years. That's no beauty there, the gas station itself. I don't see the big, real big problem. I mean, people park on Front Neck Avenue to go to Starbucks and go around the corner and come out. And the chief of police is for it. He thinks it's okay. And since the chief thinks that the site plan is okay, I think it's okay. I vote for it.
Despina Hess.
And this is one where the presentation really, I came in and was here for the prior presentation. Was familiar with the requirements to, you know, meet your burden for the approval of minor site plan. And, you know, even my own review of case law would seem to allow consideration of known dangerous conditions. But yet I have to balance, we have unexpectedly, even though we did receive it, the letter from the chief of police saying he's reviewed every other potential traffic pattern and he deems this safe. And I have to give that its weight. And then I have the, you know, calling them laypersons, but, you know, just neighbors, including the individual that works at the gas station, giving us this personal knowledge that he sees on a daily basis. So certainly that should be given some weight as well. I understand, Chris, and I agree with you that we need to consider on-site reasons. It does appear through appellate law that there is permitted some consideration of known dangerous conditions, which we gained from the closing off of that Frontenac opening. But I still have to weigh the chief versus chief's agreement with this as a deemed safe pattern. And I'm surprised, but because of that, and truly because of that alone, I'll vote in favor of the minor site plan.
Remy Pelosi.
I agree. I'm going to vote yes. This, am I on the mic? This condition, this curb cut already exists. They're not adding something. So, yes, it may be dangerous.
I can't hear you. Is there a mic on?
Yes.
The curb cut already exists. The police chief approves it and thinks this is the best proposal for traffic. We're not adding a new condition. All options have been considered, and this is the best. This is a difficult location. It's a small commercial lot. I think it will improve the Margate Burger place. I mean, I don't see anyone there ever. I would like it to be a successful business for Margate. I think it is a better site plan, and I approve it.
Mike Richmond.
It's a minor site plan approval. There's no variances. They're providing parking. We talk all the time about how.
This condition, this curb cut already exists. They're not adding something. So, yes, it may be dangerous.
I can't hear you. Is there a mic on?
Yes.
The curb cut already exists. The police chief approves it and thinks this is the best proposal for traffic. We're not adding a new condition. All options have been considered, and this is the best. This is a difficult location. It's a small commercial lot. I think it will improve the Margate Burger place. I mean, I don't see anyone there ever. I would like it to be a successful business for Margate. I think it is a better site plan, and I approve it.
Mike Richmond.
It's a minor site plan approval. There's no variances. They're providing parking. We talk all the time about how we want to support businesses in Margate. This guy's trying to make a go of it. He's already put a lot of money into it. I vote yes.
Application passes